Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.
Hi, reader. Welcome back for part two of our volcano adventure. Part one was released earlier, so be sure to go back and listen if you haven't already. Reading Bug Adventures is written, performed, and produced by all of us at The Reading Bug, our family-owned independent bookstore. Don't forget to shop with The Reading Bug, your local independent bookstore for books and much more. We are here to engage, educate, and entertain all of our readers, and we want to stick around for a long time. We thank you for your support. How about books delivered to your doorstep monthly? Find subscriptions at readingbugbox.com. The perfect gift for the holidays, Reading Bug Box is the only book box that includes a selection of books hand-picked by Reading Bug booksellers and personalized to the unique age, interests, and reading level of each reader. We need you to keep our podcast and our local independent bookstore running. Isn't it great that you can support small business from so far away? You can also shop for millions of book titles and gifts for kids and grown-ups at our bookstore website, thereadingbug.com. Thank you also to our sponsors and patrons, past, present, and future. You're part of what makes Reading Bug Adventures podcast possible. To become a patron and support our work, please visit patreon.com/readingbugadventures. Okay, reader, I think it's time to get back to our story. Are you ready? On the count of three, let's all hop into our adventure together. 1, 2, 3, let's fly!
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Welcome back, reader. I'm so glad that you could join us for the second half of our volcano adventure. And what an adventure it's been. We've been traveling with our new friend, Kalama.
Kalama is a volcanologist, so she knows a lot about volcanoes.
That's right, Bug. Welcome back, reader.
We've traveled through the Puna Rainforest to an entrance to the Casamura lava tubes, which are located inside Mount Kilauea.
Kilauea is the only volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii that is currently erupting.
In addition to being a volcanologist, which means she studies the science of volcanoes, Kalama is a native Hawaiian who knows a lot about Hawaiian mythology, stories that were created by ancient Hawaiians to explain things they didn't understand, like volcanoes. She's been telling us some really great stories.
But now, we really need to get going. I told you, I want to see the lava at the mouth of Mount Kilauea today, so we really need to speed things up if we're going to have time to get through the lava tubes and see the lava flow.
You're right, Bug. Now that we are rested, it's time to get going, so follow me and be careful. First, we need to turn on the lamps that are on the front of our helmets. It's going to be dark in the lava tubes, and these headlamps will help us see. Great job. Now, we need to climb a chain ladder down into the lava tube. Remember to hold on tight and don't touch anything. Lava rocks can be extremely sharp, and I don't want any of you to get hurt. Follow me.
This chain ladder is pretty rickety, Kalama. Are you sure it's safe?
This ladder is long, about 75 rungs, and steep. At times, it can be hard to get your footing on the ladder because the rungs are close to the wall of the cave. The ladder also swings slightly as you climb, but you should be safe as long as you pay attention and descend slowly and carefully. If you are afraid of heights, don't look down, but watch where you're going.
Okay,
I'm going down slowly, and I'm watching where I'm going, but I'm not looking down. I thought you said it's dark in caves, but there's plenty of light. I don't even need my headlamp to see.
That's because there's still a lot of indirect light from the surface here at the entrance to the lava tubes. It's sort of like the soft glowing light that remains in the sky after the sun has set.
Did you hear that? Is there something down there below us?
This area right here by the entrance is easily accessible to critters, like rats and mongooses and even an occasional feral pig. But there aren't any bears or wolves or any more ferocious animals in Hawaii, so don't worry. Whatever's down there is probably more afraid of you than you would be of it.
Kalama, look! The walls are sparkling. It looks like there are thousands of tiny white diamonds embedded in the wall.
Those are gypsum crystals, not diamonds, but they are beautiful, aren't they?
G-Y-P-S-U-M. Gypsum is a mineral with bendable crystals that is found in lava and other sedimentary rocks. Gypsum crystals are clear, but they sparkle when a light is shown on them.
How did all those gypsum crystals get here?
It also rains a lot in this part of the Big Island, and the lava rocks here absorb rainwater like a sponge. The water dissolves the softer minerals, like gypsum, in the rocks. When the water evaporates, gypsum crystals are left behind. Be careful not to touch them, though. They are so delicate that even a gentle touch or a single drop of water can destroy them.
I read that the Kazamura Lava Tube is the longest and deepest lava tube cave in the world. It's 40 miles long and goes as deep as 3,000 feet under the earth.
That's right. Volcanologists estimate that the Kazamura Lava Tube was created by a volcanic eruption that took place between 400 and 500 years ago. Lava tubes like Kazamura are created when a shield volcano erupts and magma oozes out of the earth and slides down the side of the mountain. Air at the surface cools the top layer of the lava flow, which forms a protective crust or tube around the hot lava inside. The hot lava inside the tube continues to flow down the mountain until all of the magma in the magma chamber is gone.
So the lava tube is sort of like a subway tunnel that the hot lava travels through on its way down the mountain.
Yes, that's a great way to think about it, Lauren. The hot lava continues to flow through the tube until it reaches the coast, where the lava eventually forms new land as it oozes into the Pacific Ocean.
Yay! We finally reached the bottom of this rickety ladder. What do we do next?
The only way to go from here is down, so we're going to climb down two more long chain ladders until we reach the main passage below us. Follow my headlamp as I point it toward the next ladder we're going to descend.
Kalama, the cave walls down here are so colorful. It's incredible.
The colors on the cave walls are created by minerals in the lava rocks. We already saw the white marks that were left when gypsum evaporated through the veins and cracks in the cave and created a white mosaic on the walls. The silvery streaks and dark red streaks on the walls come from magnesio ferrite.
Magnesio what? Spelling bee, I bet you can't spell that word.
I bet I can. M-A-G-N-E-S-I-O-F-E-R-R-I-T-E. Magnesio ferrite is an iron oxide mineral found in lava rocks.
The green on the walls is a mineral called olivine.
O-L-I-V-I-N-E. Olivine is an olive green colored mineral that is often found in lava.
Have you noticed that it has gotten darker and darker as we climb further and further down into the lava tubes? As the light dims, there are fewer and fewer green plants because green plants need the sun to make their food. Without sunlight, there would be no green plants. When we reach the main passage at the bottom of these two ladders, we will be in the dark zone, where it is completely dark.
So, no green plants can live in the dark zone because there's no light. Does anything live in the dark zone?
Only troglobites.
Troglobites? That sounds like a really scary creature. Are they like trolls or goblins or something even more alarming?
Oh no, a troglobite isn't a monster. It's the name for animals that are specifically adapted to a cave environment.
Sounds like a troll to me.
Troglobites are little creatures who underwent big evolutionary changes to adapt to life underground. Scientists used to believe that there were no living plants or animals in the dark zone, but then they discovered troglobites living in Hawaiian lava tubes, and it turned the biology world upside down. There aren't a lot of animals or plants in the dark zone, but there are a few.
I don't see anything.
They're hard to spot, but take a look at this little troglobitic spider. He's only about a half inch long. That's about the length between the tip of your pinky finger and the top knuckle of your pinky. His body's light brown, his bristly legs are orange, and his abdomen is white. Can you see anything that makes this spider different from his spider relatives that live above ground?
I can't see his eyes. They must be somewhere, but I can't see them.
Actually, he's called a no-eyed wolf spider because he doesn't have any eyes.
No eyes?
Wolf spiders that live above the ground have large eyes, but cave wolf spiders have completely lost their eyes because they didn't have any use for them. Instead, these spiders use their senses of smell, touch, and taste to find their prey.
Prey?
They kill prey with their venom, but don't worry, Lauren. Their venom is very weak and doesn't hurt humans at all. Now look over here where my headlamp is pointing.
It looks like a piece of string hanging from the wall.
It does, but it's a millipede that has also adapted to life in the dark zone.
M-I-L-L-I-P-E-D-E. A millipede is a black bug that has lots of legs.
But this bug isn't black. It's completely white.
That's because this millipede not only lost its eyes as it adapted to life in the dark, it also lost the pigmentation that made it black. Cool, huh? I don't see any more bugs to show you, so let's walk through the lava tube to a chamber where I can show you some of the amazing features that you can find inside the lava tube. The Kazumura lava tube is called a master lava tube because you can find almost every type of lava tube feature in it. Look above you. Do you see the small, rounded, tipped bumps at the top of the cave?
Yes. They remind me of icicles that form when snow melts, runs down the roof of the house, and then refreezes as it runs off the edge of the roof. Are those icicles?
Close. Those bumps are called lavasicles. Just like icicles form when melted snow refreezes, lavasicles form when lava drips from the roof of a cave and then hardens before it falls to the ground.
Incredible! Lavasicles!
What are these longer, pointy things hanging down from the top of the lava tube? Are they also lavasicles?
They are. These longer lavasicles form when there are multiple volcanic eruptions that result in lava flowing through the same tube. Each flow coats and recoats some of the little lavasicles with more and more material, causing the lavasicles to grow bigger and longer. Some of the lavasicles form sharp points that make them look more like shark teeth than icicles. That's why they are called shark teeth stalactites.
Ooh, I just love that word. S-T-A-L-A-C-T-I-T-E. A stalactite is any formation that hangs from the ceiling of a cave. It's easy to remember that stalactites hang on from the ceiling because they have to hang on tight to stay up there.
I like that, Bee. And the formations on the floor of the lava tube are called stalagmites. But over here are my favorite. They're called lava roses. And they're pretty rare. Lava roses are formed when lava from a tube below fills up and then oozes through a small opening on the floor. As the lava bubbles up, it creates a rose-like shape like this one.
Wow, the lava roses are really pretty.
They sure are. But when are we going to get to see some actual lava flowing?
There's so much more I'd like to show you. But you're right, Bug. We need to turn around if we're going to make it to the summit to see the lava flow today. I'll try to point out a few more features on the way back.
I don't know. I'm really enjoying seeing all the amazing things in the lava tube. Can't we stay down here and learn more about the amazing creatures and rock formations? We can see the lava flow another day.
Lauren, you know how much I want to see the eruption in the crater at the top of Kilauea. I've been trying to hurry us along all day so we have time to see it. I think you're being selfish. If you weren't going so slow, we'd have plenty of time to get there. Just hurry up and let's get back to the surface like Kalama said.
Reading Bug, I don't think it's fair for you to rush me. I told you, I'd like to take some more time down here. And I'm too tired to race back up the chain ladders. Ouch!
Oh no, what happened? Did you hurt yourself, Lauren?
I just tripped and fell, but I think I'm okay.
Great, then get up and let's go.
Ow! Ouch! Oh, no. I must have twisted my ankle. I can't stand on it, and I think it's starting to swell. Ouch. If I try to stand, it hurts. A lot. Now you've done it, Reading Bug. If you hadn't been rushing me, I wouldn't have fallen and hurt myself. This is all your fault.
It's not my fault you fell. You should have been watching where you were going. And if you hadn't been so busy complaining about going to see the lava flow, you probably wouldn't have fallen in the first place. It's your fault.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I said I was tired, that's all. You're the one who made me fall. So it's your fault.
No, it's not. I just wanted to see the eruption. You're the one who turned it into a big commotion. So it's your fault.
It's not. You've been flying, so you weren't tired. But I've hiked all day and was about to expire. So it's your fault. You were greedy.
You were needy.
You were mean.
You're the one who's making a scene. It's your fault you fell.
You're the one to blame.
You tripped.
It's your fault.
You're responsible.
You should have been more thoughtful.
Whoa, Lauren, Reading Bug, calm down. This is no time to be fighting. We need to get out of the lava tube. And to do that, we're going to need to climb back up the ladders. Don't blow your top, Lauren. No need to explode, Reading Bug. Cool down, both of you. It wasn't anyone's fault, and we're lucky that Lauren wasn't injured more seriously. Grab onto this rope, and let's work together to get out of here. I'll climb up the ladder, and then we can all help pull Lauren up so she doesn't have to put weight on her hurt ankle.
Is it my imagination, or is the ground down here shaking?
It's not your imagination. The ground is definitely shaking.
What's happening, Kalama?
I'm afraid we're having an earthquake, and that's bad news for all of us.
Bad news?
Oh, phew. The shaking stopped, so everything's going to be okay, right?
Maybe. I mean, I hope so, but we can't be sure. There were lots of small earthquakes before Kilauea erupted the last time, and that quake was very strong. It could mean that the eruption is about to inflate or grow bigger and overflow the crater.
But that means...
Yes. If that happens and hot lava starts flowing down the mountain, it will be dangerous for everyone and everything in its way. And it will be really dangerous for us unless we can get out of the lava tube before it starts to fill with boiling lava.
Well, how much time do we have?
Another earthquake. I don't know how much time we have, but I'd guess that we don't have much.
But I'm injured. There's no way I can run or even walk fast with a sprained ankle.
It's okay, Lauren. We'll climb up now and pull you up as soon as we get to the top. Reader, Reading Bug, Spelling Bee, follow me. Lauren, just stay where you are.
Stay where I am? This is all your fault, Reading Bug. Even if we get out of the lava tube, we may wind up getting hurt by the hot lava flowing down the mountain. And all because you wanted to see the erupting volcano.
I didn't make you fall, and I certainly didn't cause this eruption. That's nobody's fault except yours.
Mine? How could I be responsible for the eruption overflowing the crater?
Because you ate the berries. I saw you. You ate some, even though Kalama warned us that Pele gets angry when tourists do that. You're the one that made Pele blow her top.
The berries? I didn't mean to. I didn't think.
Another earthquake. We need to get out of here.
Like a thunderclap. And the only cause of thunder is lightning. Kalama, I think I read that Pele is also the goddess of lightning. Is that right?
It is, Bug. But surely, it can't be.
Where is the girl who stole from me?
I only took a small handful of berries. I just wanted to taste them. They look so delicious. And besides, it was before I knew...
The girl who stole from me is inside my volcano even now, isn't she? I am getting very angry. In fact, I'm about to blow my top.
What should we do?
I didn't mean to.
I can't believe it's actually Pele.
We can't let her punish Lauren.
Goddess Pele, the girl's name is Lauren, and she is here with us. But she didn't know any better, and she is very, very sorry.
Sorry.
Bring her to me now.
We can't.
Lauren has sprained her ankle, Goddess Pele. It will take a while for us to help her get out of the cave.
I will wait. Just promise me that she is coming.
Lauren, Pele is not going to leave until you go to her. But if you don't go to her, she's likely to blow her top. And the hot lava will stream down the mountain, destroying everything and everyone in its path, including us.
Maybe we can calm Pele down before she has a meltdown. Reader, what do you think we can do to help her calm down?
I have an idea.
You do? What is it?
You told us that Pele gets very angry when people take her rocks and sand, plants and animals, and she places a curse on those who take them. The curse can last for days, months, and even years, and the only way to break it is to return the stolen items to Pele. Maybe if Lauren returns the berry she took to Pele, the curse will be broken and Pele won't explode in anger.
But I ate the berries! I didn't know about Pele and the curse and I ate them! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset Pele, and I didn't mean to ruin our adventure and put you all at risk.
It's okay, Lauren. We may still have a chance. Do you have any of the berries left? Hawaiians believe that it's okay to eat ohelo berries as long as you toss a few of them into the crater for Pele.
Oh, well, yes, I do. I put two in my pocket for later, before I knew about Pele's curse. Here they are. I'm afraid they're a little squished from being in my pocket for so long, though.
But we're not near the crater, Kalama. How are we supposed to throw the berries in?
You're right, Bee. We're not near the crater, but Pele herself is right here. If we hand over the berries here, we'll have to hope it'll be good enough.
What if it isn't?
Let's not think about that, Bug. Goddess Pele, please take these berries from us as an apology for an honest mistake. I will climb out of the lava tube to deliver them to you.
You are not the girl. I asked you to bring her to me and nothing else will do. You are trying my patience.
Oh, please. Please, Goddess Pele, don't hurt my friends because of my mistake. They want to return the items that I took, and I can't climb because my ankle is hurt.
You were supposed to bring ohelo berries to me before you ate any of them. That is the rule.
I know that now, but I didn't know it when I ate them. They looked so delicious, and I was so hungry. Can you try to understand? Do you remember the promise that you made to your sister not to blow your top? If you can accept my apology to you, forgiving me will set you free too. You promised Hiaka you would not blow your top, but my actions today made it hard for you to stop. When anger grows, it can destroy the things we love. That's why we should always try to be kind to one another. Remember that your anger at your sister did not stop until you had blown your top, destroyed her home, and turned Hapoe into stone. But in spite of what you put her through, Hiaka forgave as she declared that she would always love you. Believe me when I tell you that I want to make amends. And if you can forgive me, I will always be your friend.
I do remember my promise, Lauren. And I remember how much I hurt my sister. To think I nearly blew my top over a couple of berries. How foolish. Thank you for helping me calm down. I won't blow my top today. You and all the other people, plants, and animals that live near my mountain home are safe.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Well, at least we're out of harm's way. But now I suppose we have to head for home. And we won't be able to see the eruption at the top of Kilauea like I wanted to.
I'm honored that you'd like to see the eruption. It's at the top of the volcano in the crater where I live. Would you like me to take you there now? It's a beautiful sight to see. You won't regret it.
Thank you so much for the invitation. We had really hoped to see the lava flow, but it's getting late, and I still can't really step on my hurt ankle. Perhaps it's better if we just head for home. Reading Bug, can you please get the magic book bag ready?
Go home? Kalama, can you please inform Lauren that I heard her request, but I still want to see the eruption? It's only late now because she wasted all our time when she stole the berries from Pele.
Inform me? Well, could someone please inform the reading bug that we would have had plenty of time to see the eruption if she hadn't caused me to trip and fall?
I did not make you fall. You did that all by yourself.
Whoa, Lauren, reading bug, keep cool.
Weren't you paying attention to the story of me and Hiaka? You both need to cool down and remember that you are best friends. One little argument shouldn't change that.
They're right. You both could have handled things better, you know. Bug, you shouldn't have asked Lauren to go so quickly. She was interested in the lava tubes and wanted to keep exploring. And Lauren, you should have listened to the reading bug and supported her in finding a way to see the lava flowing from the top of Kilauea like she wanted to. Be like Pele. Don't blow your tops and forgive one another already.
Spelling Bee, of course you're right. I'm sorry that I caused this fight. Bug, I hope you can excuse me and accept my sincere apology. My actions today caused a hullabaloo that I'm really sorry to have put you through. Anger destroys the things we love. I was a hothead and caused this drama. You are my best friend and I love you, no matter what you say or do.
You are not the only one at fault. My actions made you overwrought. Kalama told us to be careful, but my rush puts you in peril. Because I can fly, I did not see that going fast could cause you injury. Anger destroys the things we lava. I was a hothead and caused this drama. You are my friend, and I lava you, no matter what you say or do.
Believe in me, and I'll believe in you. You lava me, and I lava you too. Don't blow your top. Make those angry feelings stop. I lava you. And you lava me too. Remember that I'll always lava you. You can count on me. Because I'll always be the one who is right here for you.
It's time for us to go home, too. It has been a long, long day.
We can go home and see the eruption in Kilauea's crater, Bug.
We can?
Yes! We'll go up over the crater on our way home in your magic book bag.
Of course! I can't believe I didn't think of that before. Thank you, Lauren. I'm really sorry for blowing my top today.
Me too, Bug. I won't let it happen again.
Magic book bag, take us home!
Look. The book bag is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's right. Now, on the count of three, let's take three giant jumps and hop into my book bag together. Ready? One, two, three, jump!
We've had a big adventure within our book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away.
Reading Bug, Kalama, Reader, that was a spectacular adventure. And now as we float up into the sky and over Mount Kilauea, we'll get a bird's eye view of the eruption in the Hanamaumau crater. I'm so happy that you're getting to see the eruption, Reading Bug.
I am too. It's more ferocious and more beautiful than I imagined. The molten lava is boiling in the crater while sparks of fire light up the sky. But I'm even happier that we made up and that we are still the very best of friends. Adventuring wouldn't be the same without you, Lauren. I think I'm going to draw a picture of you and me, best friends forever, in the book bag, looking out at the eruption in the Hanamaumau crater.
Great idea, Bug. Reader, what pictures will you draw of our adventure today? Let's be sure to illustrate everything we saw and experienced today to help our friends and family remember that although we may have differences, we can all find ways to get along.
Yes, yes, yes. And Reader, if you enjoyed today's adventure and want to learn more about volcanoes, geology, or Hawaiian myths, you can read any of the books in my book bag. A complete list can be found at thereadingbug.com/adventures. Hey, we're back!
You're right, Bug. We're back home, safe and sound.
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane, build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you. When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could sing your way into a Broadway show. Don't let anyone tell you no. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do.
Thank you for joining us on our adventure today, reader. The Reading Bug, Spelling Bee, Kalama, and I have to go now, but we can't wait to see you next time on our next Reading Bug adventure. Bye-bye.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Thanks to all of our individual sponsors. If you're interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Chloe Savage, Riley Savage, Gabby Melendez, and Caitlin Savage. The Reading Bug is our family-owned independent bookstore in California, and we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription box service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.